All right, here we go. Back into the rugby league for round 11 tonight. It kicks off the Eels and the West Tigers. Let's talk footy right now. Anthony Maroon, good morning, mate.
Oh, Moffy, I've been so looking forward to talking to you, mate, because I know how you'd be carrying on with your Broncos. Geez, they're consistent. They've lost 7 of their last 8.
Well, look, you know, quite often coaches do like consistency. And at the moment for Anthony Seibold, I'm just surprised he's still there.
Well, I'm actually absolutely surprised, mate. I'm starting to really feel for the guy, but you wonder if he will still be there, considering the fact that Paul Green is now a coaching option for the Broncos. And I think that's how that'll all play out, unless someone jump in and grab Paul Green beforehand. But, of course, it all starts tonight with this game. It's got a lot of feeling around it. Parramatta and the Tigers. I think if we line these two clubs up, Moffy, side by side, Parramatta have got the better troops, and I think they just get home.
Mm. Cowboys, they take on the Manly Sea Eagles tomorrow night in Townsville. Is the home crowd going to be enough for them?
Look, it's an interesting one because I had this discussion with the great Pete Sterling the other day. He doesn't agree with me. I don't argue with Sterlo. But I reckon when a club loses their coach mid-year, they fire up the next week.
Agree.
So I think we'll see a good performance again from the Cowboys. But I think Manly are just too honest a team, even with some troops missing, they're going to back up their good win last week and beat the Cowboys.
Brisbane Broncos on fire, taking on Melbourne. Is this going to be an embarrassing game?
Oh, on fire. Mate, they haven't been on fire since 2015.
Oh, what is going on? Well, I don't even want to see this game on Friday night.
Let's ask you, as a Broncos tragic, what do you think needs to happen?
I think they've got to get rid of Seibold.
Mm.
Because, look, at the end of the day, what I'm hearing is that he's lost the dressing room back into the season last year. If you've got players in there who can't understand the bloke, can't understand how he wants them to play, what's the point of having him there? They've got to have someone that they can understand, someone who can show leadership that people respect. Clearly, they don't respect him.
Mate, I hear the same thing, Moffy, you know, that he's lost the dressing room. And you can't imagine the pressure the bloke must be under. I mean, forget how much money he gets paid at yada, yada, yada. They've lost 7 of 8. And a couple of times they've been absolutely flogged. And this is the club that has probably the highest standards in the NRL. I can't see it going on more than another couple of weeks. And I think the Storm will absolutely flog your Broncos.
Yeah. Warriors and the Roosters, Saturday. This one's on the Central Coast.
And the poor old Warriors, you know, it's only going to go from bad to worse for them. Now, remembering, of course, Moffy, I think it's Monday or Tuesday, some of their players head home. So I am going to go Roosters. And I think for the Warriors, it's only going to just sort of gradually get worse and worse.
Now, we've got the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Dragons, and for Dugan, this is going to be a milestone. 200 games in the NRL for him. This one's at Jubilee.
And, Moffy, I'm saying this is the game of the round, and here's why. I mean, it's at Jubilee. It's a Sharks home game, but, of course, that's the Dragons' home ground. The Sharks have just... they haven't had too bad a year. They've had a couple of big wins, and the Dragons, of course, now, they've sort of snuck under the radar a bit, but they've won 4 of their last 6. So I'm tipping a good close game. Hunt and Clune and Norman need to step up, but I'll take the Dragons.
Now, you didn't have a win last weekend for the poor old Rabbitohs. They take on the Raiders, and do you like how I made sure I got that in? Are they going to win this weekend?
Mate, because you're a cruel, cruel man. Because you're in a world of pain with your Broncos, you're trying to drag me down. Poor old Rabbitohs, no James Roberts, no Latrell Mitchell, two players that have to start performing consistently in the red and green. I don't care who they are, how much they get paid, they need to start performing consistently at the Rabbitohs, Mitchell and Roberts. But of course, if we want to talk about injuries, well, there's no one worse off in the moment than the Raiders. But you know, Moffy, I'm not going to tip against the Bunnies.
Yeah.
The most famous club in the history of Australian sport, the Cardinal and Myrtle, the red and green, glory, glory, South to win.
Now, on Sunday afternoon, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but the Knights won 20 points to 18 over the Rabbitohs on the weekend, last weekend. They take on the Bulldogs.
Mate, I thought, now Seibold and his team, they're dragging you under, mate. They're dragging you under.
Yeah, well, I'm past caring now.
Mate, I'll go nice easily this one.
And then the game to wrap up the round, the Titans could be another flogging for them. They take on the Panthers on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, these poor blokes, they're trying. You know, to a certain extent, they're trying. But again, mate, it's just they just don't have the cattle. So let's go Panthers to continue to be the top of the ladder.
All right, mate. Well, look, what's your guess on the Broncos Storm game? Storm by how many?
Look, I think there'll be more effort, but I think it'll get into the 30s, mate. I hate to say. Well, actually, I love to say.
All right, mate. You have a great weekend.
Righto, Moffy. We'll see you soon. And glory, glory, go the Bunnies. Boo the Broncos.